재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Here for your daily dose of Korean, I'm joined in the studio now by Sun Kyung-hwa from TalkToMeInKorean.com. And she will be supplying us with daily Korean language tips and explanations of the culture surrounding it. Welcome, Ms. Sun Kyung-hwa again.
Hi. Today's expression is 빈말.
Not 반말?
빈말.
빈말.
Yeah. The 빈 in 빈말 is the adjective form of the verb 비다. And it means empty.
Oh.
So empty house is 빈집, and empty plate is 빈접시.
Oh.
말 means word or speech. So 빈말 literally means empty words.
So empty words.
Yes.
Looked a lot like 반말.
반말 is a casual language.
Casual language.
Yes. Okay. Similar to the English expression empty words, empty promises, you use 빈말 when someone makes a promise that does not sound sincere.
Mm-hmm.
For example, let's say you are going to open a coffee shop and your friend says that she would visit your coffee shop every day. Since it's realistically impossible, yeah. Your friend's words can be considered 빈말.
Okay. Because I have a cousin in Canada and her birthday is very soon.
Oh.
And obviously I can't make it, but I keep telling her I'm going to come next week.
Oh.
So that can be termed as 빈말.
Yes.
Okay.
빈말. When someone wants the other person to believe their promise, they often say, "Have I ever given you 빈말 before?"
Oh.
"No, I haven't." So he is implying that what they are saying now is also not 빈말. This is not 빈말 because I've never said 빈말 to you before,
oh,
right?
Okay.
Like that
okay.
kind of thing. And people also often say 빈말 아니에요. It's not an empty promise. I'm not just saying it. I mean it.
So it means whatever I'm saying, I really mean it, and
yes.
It's not just an empty promise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When they think the listener is not taking their words seriously.
I think this happens a lot with my dad.
Oh.
When I talk to him, he doesn't take me serious. So I'm going to tell him, 아버지, 이거 빈말 아니에요.
That's right.
Okay.
빈말 아니에요. Trust me. 빈말 is also used when someone gives a compliment to someone else, but it sounds like they're just saying it without really meaning it.
Ah.
For example, if someone says, "Wow, you sing really well. I think you can be a professional singer," and you don't think you're that good at singing, their compliment can be 빈말.
I think a lot of my friends have said a lot of 빈말 to me every time we go to the 노래방
mm-hmm.
because I clearly can't sing to save my life and they keep telling me, "Oh my gosh, you're going to be a great singer."
Oh.
So I can tell them, "Hey, that is 빈말. Don't say that to me."
In that case, if you say something like, "You are saying 빈말," or "Don't say 빈말," it can sound rude. So many people say 빈말이라도 고마워요 or 빈말이라도 감사해요, which means thank you for saying so even though it's 빈말.
Oh, that's a good expression because what I usually say is 진짜? 진짜?
But, I don't believe it.
Yeah, like, I don't believe it. But instead, I'm going to be like 빈말이라도 고마워요.
Yeah,
감사해요.
고마워. Yeah, it's a humble response.
Okay.
And also people often say, "Even though I know it's 빈말, it sounds good," which is 빈말인 줄 알지만 듣기 좋네요.
I mean, from a listener's point of view, mm-hmm. if I say, "Even though I know it's 빈말," I'll be like, this guy is telling me lies, but he's trying to find a sweet way of saying
That's
it.
That's right, yes.
So and usually we call that sugar-coated lies.
Oh, I see.
A lies that is covered in sugar.
Yeah.
It sounds sweet. I know it's not true, but it sounds very sweet.
Right, that's why people like it. So when they're happy to hear a compliment, even though they know it's not true, they can say, 빈말인 줄 알지만 듣기 좋네요.
You know, for example, in Korea, I know that people place a lot of emphasis on age.
Oh.
So sometimes when you meet a Korean lady for the first time, they say, "How old do you think she is?"
Uh-huh.
And you clearly know she's about 35, but you're like, "I think you're 26.
Oh, wow.
So in that case, she can say, 빈말인 줄 알지만 듣기 좋네요.
That's right, yeah.
빈말이라도 감사해요.
That's right. You shouldn't be too honest. In that case.
Yeah, I've tried. It didn't work well for me at all. So next time, I'm going to give them 빈말 and they can respond by saying 빈말인 줄 알지만 듣기 좋네요.
Exactly.
All right, Ms. Sun Kyung-hwa, thank you very much for today's language tips.
You're welcome.
And I hope you have a wonderful day and I'll see you tomorrow.
You too.